A game about making coffee while listening to the problems of strangers and maybe helping them the only way a good drink can. I believe Togue Productions also made the game about being a bartender who listens to people talk and makes cocktails, which I'm most likely going to play after this as spoilers. I like this one. Coffee Talk takes place 20 years after that game in the same building after the bar went bankrupt. In it you serve coffee, tea and milk-based drinks to customers according to what they feel like having, whether that be something sweet and warm or just straight up asking for a certain drink. Set in a world with vampires, werewolves, orcs and other fantasy races, though there is a bit of discrimination between the races, and yes, that is a very timely subject right now, but it's handled well, plus it is only one part of this game's story. I will start with the bad points of this game since there are so few, get them out of the way first. There's a reason why the skip function in most visual novels is a toggle rather than something you need to hold down. It requires more effort, and for such a simple action, skipping scene before text, you want the player to spend as little energy as possible doing it. I'm not sure if they have the hold control to skip text regardless of if you've seen it or not, but that's more of a Japanese standard thing, so I'll let them off on that one. Don't feed milk to cats, it gives them incredibly smelly shits. They also, I believe, can't really taste chocolate, though I'm not too sure about that one. I'm only saying this as the game has two Nekomata characters that mainly order milk-based drinks or just plain milk, and I end up thinking when they get home they're both going to have terrible diarrhea. I could be wrong, as they may not have the same problems with lactose as cats do in our world. While writing this I realized I'm not sure really what else I should say. I like the characters, they are diverse, interesting and each have problems that reflect our world, as they're meant to. I could also mention the good pixel art, how I have no idea how the latte art minigame is meant to work, for the fact that the story goes deeper than you first think, but I think the best thing to say is go buy it. The game is short, so while there may not but a lot things I can point at as to why I like it, the things I do like are done well, so it doesn't matter, quality over quantity. Worth your time, plus if you buy it like I did from the Black Lives Matter support bundle, you get 19 other games for $40.